Perktet Mishnah Hey. We're now returning back to a topic which we dealt with in the previous perek, and that is what is considered a significant amount of an item that if a person removes and transports it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, he is chayav. What is the amount? And that is where this Mishnah continues after the digression from the previous few Mishnayos. Hamot Yetzim, Kedei Levashal Beitza Kala. Person who takes out wood, if a person takes out enough wood from a public domain to a private domain or vice versa, what is the amount? Hamot Yetzim, a person who takes out this wood, Kedei Levashal Beitza Kala, the person would be liable if the amount of wood is sufficient to cook not a full egg, but rather to go geris mibetza, but rather an amount of a dry fig's amount of an egg. If a person carries wood which is sufficient to cook a dried fig's bulk of a chicken egg, mixed with a little bit of oil, placed in a pot as described in the previous parak, such a person would be chayav. Tavlin, kedei lesabo beit lakala, mitstarfim zeim zeh. And spices, what is considered a significant amount of spices, enough to season an easily seasoned egg. And, mitstarfim zeim zeh, all various spices would combine with each other to be mechayev, the person who is carrying them out from one domain to the next. Klipe gozim, klipe rimonim, isfis, rufua, nutshells, pomegranate shells, a mustard plant that makes a blue dye, or a plant with red roots that makes a red dye, kedili tziboa behen beged katan bis vacha. Enough to dye the smallest amount of cloth in the headdress. Again, these are considered significant amount of dyes that a person carries in order to really dye something of significance, and that is an article of clothing. A part of a woman's attire. Misha continues, Me raglayim, urine, neser, uvoris, niter, which is sodium carbonate, or soap, kemunya the ashlag, a soapwort, which is a plant with pink flowers whose leaves give off detergent, or this ashlag. All of these were cleaning detergents, and again, what is the minimum amount? The minimum amount is to launder with them the smallest cloth and headdress. K'dilachaveis behem beged katan bis vacha. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, k'dilachavir al hakesem. According to Rabbi Yehuda is the amount that is used to try and remove a stain on a woman's clothing, the beged isha. We're not sure where the stain comes from. Perhaps it comes from Damnida, or from somewhere else. Halacha is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, and rather the amount that is deemed significant is the amount that is used to remove a stain from this beged katan bisvacha, this part of the headdress, which would be a smaller amount of cleaning products. Mishnah Vav. Again, continuing from the theme that we discussed in previous Mishnah of significant amounts in order to be mischayv somebody on Shabbos for Hotzah. Popelas koshihi, a type of pepper that they used to use in order to combat one's bad breath. Person carried it any amount whatsoever. Person would be chayav. Apparently one little speck would be sufficient enough to counteract one's bad breath. I guess it's quite potent. The commentators actually say this is a different type of pepper than what we have today. The itron kol shihu, a tar also, any amount whatsoever a person carries, person would be chayav. This is the waste material from pitch. And again, it was used as a type of medicinal purposes. A person suffering from a headache in half of one's head, I guess they would be able to place part of this pitch on their forehead, on their head, and they would actually be healed from it. So any amount of this Etron, would be carrying it, of course, would be liable. Any amount of spices and types of metal, because when it comes to spices and metal, not just spices for food, that we're talking about the previous Mishnah, but here the spice is used for smelling, and other metals, both of them had some type of significance to them. And the reason being, any amount of metal that a person had, you could actually make into a kli. So therefore, any amount of smelling spice, because each grain had a nice odor to it, any amount of metal had some utilitarian purpose to it, and therefore, carrying any one of these amounts, a person would be liable. Mavnei hamizbeach, afar hamizbeach, a person were to take and transport altar stones, or altar earth, mekek sefarim umekek mit bechosehem, decay of the old scrolls or decay of the wraps or used to place around the sefer Torah and the scrolls, koshehen, any amount from stones from the mizbeach or stones from the earth around the mizbeach or these parts of the sefarim, any one of these amounts, a person would be chayav, would be liable for carrying on Shabbos, because shematznin osan legonzan, because any amount a person is obligated to place them into gniza, a person must bury them because they have a kedusha to them, and therefore they have a sense of significance. So the smallest amount of these things must be buried, and therefore are considered significant. And therefore, a person who carries them from one rosh to the next would be chayav. Rabbi Yehuda omer af hamotzi mimishamshe avodah zarah kosher. Rabbi Yehuda contests that anybody who takes out an accessory of an object used for avodah zarah, for idolatry, any amount, a person would also be chayav. Why? Shenemar v'yidbak b'yatcha mu'uma min acheret. A person is not allowed to take anything from a city that was destroyed because they served the avodah zarah. And since a person cannot take, can literally, their hand cannot stick to it, therefore it is deemed significant any amount of avodah zarah, and therefore a person cannot carry any amount from one rosh to the next. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because despite the fact that an item is used for avodah zarah, no one would ever set it aside and deem it of significance. Therefore, halacha is not according to Rabbi Yehuda.